Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and once again, I'm on the answering side of the table, getting ready to field some questions from WAMC's very own Ian Pickus. Hello, Ian.
Hey, Mike. This is always a lot of fun for me to put you on the hot seat for a change. But before we play this week's show, let's clear up last week's challenge.
Yes, I said, think of a six-letter word beginning with J that names a person who tries to make people laugh. Add the consecutive letters OK somewhere in that word, and you'll get an eight-letter word for someone who tries to make people laugh. What are the words?
Well, if you begin with jester and add OK, you can spell jokester.
That is all indeed true. All right, Ian, what do you got?
Well, Mike, on May 9th, 1942, John Ashcroft was born in Chicago. He would go on to become governor and U.S. senator from Missouri before serving as attorney general under George W. Bush. So today's show is all about attorneys general.
All right.
Okay, here we go. First up, the U.S.'s third attorney general was Charles Lee, a Virginia lawyer, who served under both of the first two presidents. So, name Charles Lee's two bosses.
The first president of the United States was George Washington, and the second president of the United States was John Adams.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Next up, current Attorney General Eric Holder has served since the second week of the Obama administration, but he was also acting AG from January 20th, 2001 to February 2nd, 2001, during the transition between which two presidents?
Let's see. So that was William Jefferson Clinton and George W. Bush.
Indeed. Number three, the man who served as acting attorney general in 1973 and 1974 during the Watergate scandal.
That's the part I knew.
Would later see his name become a verb after an unsuccessful nomination to the Supreme Court in 1987. Who is this person?
That's Robert Bork, right?
Good for you. Yeah. You weren't borked on the question. Actors Sherry Houston and Dylan Baker portrayed the attorney general in the cabinet of which president on The West Wing?
The obvious answer is Jed Bartlett.
Indeed. And finally, this attorney general, who lost a razor-thin primary for governor of Florida after serving in Washington, was portrayed on Saturday Night Live by a member of the opposite sex. Name both people.
As you said a week or so ago, thank you for the second part of that question. The attorney general in question is Janet Reno, who was played very funnily and successfully by Mr. Will Ferrell.
That's right. And eventually they would appear in a sketch together.
That's right. She did. She comes out and she plays herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's they're both Janet Reno in the sketch.
Exactly.
Which is great.
Which has to be a constitutional crisis.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Nothnagel passed the bar. He went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me, to read some extra credit questions that Ian has written for us, or to try your hand at this challenge.
Start with the name of Reagan-era Attorney General Edwin Meese. That's E-D-W-I-N-M-E-E-S-E. If you change one of the letters in his name to an S and rearrange the letters, you can spell a two-word answer for why someone might have been selected to be Attorney General. What is the phrase? So again, start with the name of Reagan-era Attorney General Edwin Meese. If you change one of the letters in his name to an S and rearrange them, you can spell a two-word answer for why someone might have been selected to be Attorney General. What is it? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and by this time next week, we'll be on the other side of the table once again.
We will see you then.